The Yontif of Sikkis is literally around the corner. In another day or two, we'll all be zoiche mitz Hashem to be sitting in the Sikkah. Sikkis, we know, is one of the happiest times of the year. Sikkis is called Zman Simch Husseini. Unfortunately, however, this year, Klal Yisrael finds itself in a very, very difficult matzav. There's a terrible milchuma in Eretz Yisrael. Many people have had to flee their homes. Missiles have been raining down on many parts of Eretz Yisrael. And we need to ask ourselves, in such a matzav, how do we observe the simcha of Sikkis to keep the Zman Simcha Seini in such a shver Zman? Sikkis is a gewaltig Zman. The Pele Yoyet writes in the name of the Arizal, Mi shehi sameach v'toiv leiv b'sikkis. Somebody who is happy and content on Sikkis, v'lo yitztae klal b'chag zeh. And throughout the course of the Yontif, he's not going to be at all bitzar. He's not going to be upset. He's not going to be mitztai. Miftach loy shetale loy shuna toiva. As a result, he is promised that he's going to have a shuna toiva v'yeh la'olam sameach. And this yesod is actually quoted in the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra writes on the Pusik, Shivas Yomim Tuchoig Lashem Lekecho, Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, we have to keep the Yontif of Sikkis, and finishes off the Pusik, V'hoyiso Ach Sameach. How do we understand the words of the Torah, V'hoyiso Ach Sameach? So Pushepshat, we understand, is the Torah telling us, there's a special mitzvah to be besimcha. But writes the Ibn Ezra, V'yesh oimrim, V'yisa ach sameach, is not merely a tzivui, a command, it's also a promise. Yesh oimrim, ki yevarechecha le'usid, v'tia le'oilam sameach. That if you are besimcha on the Yontif of Sikkis, of Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, the Torah promises us, V'hoyisa ach sameach, that you'll be zoicha to be besimcha the entire year. The Rebbe Remotel Chernobyler used to say, what does it mean that Sikkis is Zaman Simcha Seini? Zaman can be translated not just merely as the time of Simcha, but also Zaman is from Lushan Hazmuna. Sikkis is the time when we are mazmin, when we can order to be mazmin, we can order simcha for the entire year. So this is the gewaltige avoider of Sikkis. Somebody is besimcha the whole of Yontif, and he's not bitzad at all. He will be zoicha to be besimcha the whole year. This avoider is difficult enough at the best of times. But we need to ask ourselves, this year, when unfortunately we are all under this terrible, terrible roshim, and the matzav which is going on in Eretz Yisrael and across the world, and the rising and very worrying anti-Semitism that one hears and experiences all over, how are we expected in such a time to be besimcha? So tonight is the yutzat of one of the great tzaddikim, Rabbi Yisrael Sadigera, the Sadigera Rebbe, who was nifta in 1908. And in his sefer, O Yisrael, on a dvar Torah which he gave by Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he said as follows. Chazal tell us that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was it was called Beis HaShoeva, Shemishom Shoeavim Riach HaKodesh. When a Yid came up to Yishalayim, and he was zoicha to be oile regel, shulish pa ba'umim ba'shun yeiru kol zachircha kederch shabu lirois kachbu leirois. A Yid came to the Beis Hamikdash. He was zoicha to such his galus hashchina shemishom shoyavim riach hakoidish, that everybody who came was zoicha to riach hakoidish. So we understand the gewaldige simcha. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So it gefregt the Sadiger Rebbe. So that was then. But why nowadays are we celebrating a Simchas Beis HaShoeva when there is, unfortunately, there's no Hiskalus, and it's just the opposite. There is a Hastura. We live in a time when the Yad Hashem is hidden. So said the Sadiger Rebbe as follows, that nowadays, Kasha Yisrul Sameichim Hayoim Hisimcha Amitis. When a Yid is celebrating today, it's a genuine Simcha. Ki ein luni bizman hazeh b'malis moyach. Because if we're going to be honest with ourselves, we know fully well we don't have really anything with what to be happy. So why are we being happy? Val ve'ika ha-simcha ha-yoim hi bebchines nogila ve'nismechu boch. The reason why we are being besimcha is we're rejoicing, although we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have Riach HaKodesh, we are rejoicing nogila ve'nismechu boch. We're rejoicing asha ha-boir burchi tzivaluni because Rabbi Hashem has commanded us to be besimcha, so therefore we are observing like soldiers who observe the command, and therefore we are doing what the Rabbi Nishloilem is asking us to do. And this is, says the Sadiger Rebbe, a simcha amitis. This is a genuine simcha, which is a simcha lishma. Similarly, the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisroel, also says in a Torah, which he said on Simchas Torah, we know the Yidden in Poland 100 years ago didn't have it easy at all. They were the common victims of pogroms, of attacks, of discrimination. So how were they supposed to be besimcha in Poland 100 years ago? So said the Alexander Rebbe as follows, the Ikas Simchas Mitzvah is for a person lahashlich v'lishkoyach mikol hadagos v'hanuchos. When it comes Yontif, we need to forget and we need to throw away all our problems and all our worries. V'lusis v'lismoyach b'simchas Hashem. And for a moment, everything is paused and we just rejoice with Hashem. And then he writes a most amazing thing. V'avoydezi ma'am oid chushev v'sufim b'enei Hashem. And this avoida of rejoicing with the yontif, with the Rabbein Shalom, is so chushev and precious to the Rabbein Shalom, ki ein lo zois afili mahamaluchim. Because Rabbi Nishim doesn't have such an avoider, even from the Maluchim. The Maluchim are singing Shira every single day to the Rabbi Nishloilam. But in Shemayim, the Maluchim don't have to cope with any battles, with any wars, with any missiles, with any anti-Semitism. So their Shira, as great as it might be, but it isn't on that level of Klal Yisrael, who need to overcome so many obstacles. This is what David HaMelech meant when he writes in Tehillim in Perek Kivov, Vayabatzaluhem b'shomoy esri nusam. The Rebbeinu Shloilem saw the pain of Klal Yisrael when he heard their rina, when he heard their singing. What does this mean? If they're singing, so how can they be in pain? The Masbin in this Alexander Rebbe, this Yisod, that when the Rebbeinu Shem sees how Klal Yisrael are not looking at their own problems, at their own suffering, they're putting this all on the side, and they're singing a shir to Rebbeinu Shem, they're being besimcha, because Rebbeinu Shem gave us a command that now we need to observe Zman Simcha Seini. In that chis, Vaya Batsalohem, the Rebbeinu Shem sees their simcha, sees their pain, sees their suffering, when the Yidin themselves are singing to Rebbeinu Shem and they're not making an issue of it. Vayizkeh lahem es brisoy. And in that chis, Rebbeinu Shem will remember his bris and have rachmunas on them. In Chaltkiv, by the Alter Chaltkiv Rebbe's Chisa Yugin Aleini, Simchas, Sikkis was a gewaldiges man Simcha. And the Chassidim would dance, Melel Cholamoyed, make a Simchas Beis Hashaeva. It happened one year that whilst all the Chassidim were dancing with a gewaldige geschmack, there was a Yid who stood there on the side and didn't join in at all any of the dancing. And the Alter Chaltkiv Rebbe, who his yotzeit is actually on Sikkis, on Hashanah Rabbah, noticed this man standing on the side, not joining in at all the dancing. And he asked one of the Gabuim, why is that man just standing there? He's not singing, he's not dancing. And the Gabba told him that this man has been accused of a very, very serious crime. And he's going to be going on trial straight after Sikkis. Now a Yid who was facing the Russian criminal system in Russia, in the Tsarist Russia, didn't stand at the best of times much chance. So this Yid Nebuch, who'd been accused of whatever crime it was by the authorities, was very, very worried. And he wasn't able to be in the right frame of mind to be able to dance and to sing. When the Rebbe heard about it, he asked that this man should be called over. And the Rebbe told the man as follows. One year it happened that the Baal Shem Tov was informed, and this was in Chodesh Elul already, that if there's not going to be a Levuna on Motzei Yom Kippur, that's a sign that all the tefillahs from the Yom Neruim and from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have not been accepted, and the coming year is going to be an especially difficult and harsh year. And the Baal Shem Tov, whole of Elul and Yom Neruim, was very worried and concerned by this vision which he had seen, and was davening and working to make sure that when it comes Motzei Yom Kippur, there will be a Levona. They finished davening Motzei Yom Kippur, and the Yidden went out the Beis HaMedrash to look for the Levona, and there was no Levona. The Baal Shem Tov left the Beis HaMedrash and went home and locked himself into his room and was there davening and doing various yechidim, trying to achieve that the clouds should part and the Levona should come out, but to no avail. Now the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, who had no idea about what the Baal Shem Tov had seen in this vision, they were singing and dancing, it was Motzei Yom Kippur, and they were very freilich. Now normally, the Baal Shem Tov would join them, but that year, the Baal Shem Tov remained locked in his room. So the Talmidim dared, in the middle of their Akida, to open the room of the Baal Shem Tov, the door of the Baal Shem Tov's room. And they came into the Baal Shem Tov's room, and he stayed there seated in his seat with his face down, concentrating on his Groser Inyunim. And they made a Akida around the table. And yet the Baal Shem Tov didn't stand up. Till one of the Hasidim, very, very respectfully, said to the Baal Shem Tov, Rebbe, we want that the Rebbe should join in our Akida. The Baal Shem Tov didn't want to dampen their Akida. So he stood up and joined in their Akida and started to dance with them. Hardly did a moment go by, and suddenly one of the Talmidim said, "Oh, there's Lavuna outside. There's Lavuna." And they all went outside and were Makadosh Lavuna. And the Baal Shem Tov afterwards revealed to the Hasidim what had been going on. And he told them, what I had to try to achieve through my avoider and my tefillahs and my tanesim and my yechidim and was unable, we were now zoicha to achieve through being besimcha and through dancing. Said the Alter Tzadkiv Rebbe to this Yid, I understand you have a difficult court case after Yom Tov. But dafka, because you have a difficult court case, that's why I want you to join in this rakida. I want you to forget about your own surahs for a moment. Nogila v'nismachu boch, rejoice in the zman simchoseini. And in the schis from doing that, you will be zoicha to be victorious in your difficult court case that you're going to have. And this is a gewaltige lesson. We might feel guilty now. How can we observe Zman Simcha Seini, make a Simcha Space HaShe'eva, to be besimcha? Are we so callous just to ignore Nebuch, the suffering and the tsuras and everything which is going on? And the answer is, Avada, we're not. But v'hi hanoisenes, by keeping sikkus as a true zman simcha seini, that's a gewaltige segila. V'ho yiso ach someach, through that will be zoicha to the emes of simcha and to be besimcha an entire year. The Sfasemes writes a gewaltige yesod. This is in his mamur man sikkus. Shnas Tufresh Mem Dalet. The Torah tells us to sit in the sikha, Leman Yedi Doiroi Seichem, Ki Basikois Hoshavti Es Bnei Yisruel, Boitzi Oisem Es Bzraim. Says this Fasemis, if you look in a Chemish, you look in a Sefer Torah, you'll see the word Doiroi Seichem, Leman Yedi Doiroi Seichem, is written Chosse. Doiroi Seichem, normally we write with a Vov. Dalet Vov Resh Tof Yud Chof Mem. Here the Torah writes Doiroi Seichem Chusa. Why? Says the Sosemis, what the Torah is telling us is, Leman Yedi Doiroi Seichem Chusa. It's referring to the Doiros who are going to be Chusa. Those are the Doiros Ba'achris Hayomim Kamoini. The Torah is speaking specifically to the generations who are going to be at the end of time, who they are going to be Beshval HaMadrega. They're going to be on a very low Madrega. They are Bechina of Chusa. And the Torah is telling us, Shelo Yisyashi B'nei Yisul Atzmam, that they shouldn't give up hope. Because every Yid's got to have a minna that we're going to go ma'afela la'oira. And as the Sfasemis, the Efsha, it could possibly be, ki bedoris haluli, choviv b'yoyse lefunav yisburach mitzvah sikha, shekuri b'zoya kudash tzile dehemnisa. It's possible that the Rebbeinu Shloilem has more hanor and more pleasure, and more tanig, and it's more precious to Rabbi Shem, our sitting in the sikha, than that of previous earlier generations. Because the earlier generations, who on a much higher level, they appreciated and they understood what Chazal tell us, that k'shem shachal shamayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shamayim ala sikha. They really felt when they went into the sikha that they're going into a mukam kudosh, and they felt that they are betzila dehemnisa. They're sitting in the shade of the shechina. Abba says the Sfasemis, vanachni eini tuni yodei adma. We unfortunately, because we are chosa, we are numb and we don't feel it and we don't experience it. Ve'im kol zeh, and despite this, unichusim betziloi, we still go into the sikkah. Says the Sosemus, this avoida, our avoida, is then more precious to the Rabbein Shem, more than the avoida of earlier generations. And he finishes off afterwards, I saw written in the name of my Zayda, the Chedisha Rim, that he already said this vort, Shenikra ato yoisa tzila dehemnisa, that nowadays our sikkah is an even greater tzila dehemnisa, hazoicha to Ashur Sashchina, more than earlier generations, because our sitting in the sikkah is more precious to the Rabbein Shloilem. And the Sfas Emes adds the following year, Noche Gevaldike Yesod. The mitzvah of Sikkah is the mitzvah of Bituchen. Like Chazal tell us, Tzei Medirus Kva, the holy, you sit in your house with all your furnishings, tells us, Rabbein Shloilem, leave them all behind, go out into a Dirus Arai. V'lochein hizman simchoseini. And that's why Sikkus is Zman Simcha Seini. Imagine just for a moment, you're going on a holiday. People go on a holiday, they want to stay in a nice accommodation. Imagine you're going to a hotel. People ask, what hotel am I going to? Is it a 3-star hotel? A 4-star hotel? A 5-star hotel? Imagine I tell you, no. It's not 5 stars, it's not 4 stars, it's not 3 stars, it's not 2 stars. It's not even a 1-star hotel. And if it rains, you're going to get wet. And if it's cold outside and windy, you're going to feel it blowing on you. You can say, what? What type of holiday is that? That's not a holiday. I'd rather stay at home. So how does it work, asked the Sfas Emes. The Torah is telling us, Chag HaSikkos, that's Zman Simchus Seini. This is the time when the Rebbein Shem is telling us to keep a Yom Tov which we're going to have a Gevaldige Simcha. And we've got to leave our homes behind and go and sit in a Dirus Arai, in a place which is rains in, the winds come in. What type of Simcha is that? Says the Sfas Emes. Because that is the emes of simcha. Ki ein simcha ke simchas haboiteach b'Hashem be'emes. There is no greater simcha than a person who is zoicha to come to the level of true bituchen. Kamo shemavah b'sefer choyvels havovos. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sikkus, the Rebbein Shem tells us, I want you to know that the Rebbein Shloilem, he is the one who's protecting us. V'haboteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'veni. Im aviyim shemayim b'nei yisrael l'toich ha-hester b'tchilis ha-shuna. And that's why at the beginning of the year, the Rebbein Shloilem tells us, I want to take you into a mukoyim hester, a place which is really a dearest arai. This should prepare us to become close to Hashem. And through this we will be zoicha, will be on the madrega to receive all the brochas from the Rebbein Shalom and all the yeshias. This is what the Sforim write. The mitzvah of Sikkus, steht in the Torah, in Parshas Emoi, Kolo Ezrach Yeshvi B'Sikkos. Every Yid needs to sit in the Sikkah. The Gematria from Yeshvi is 318. That's one more than the Gematria of Yish. The Gematria of Yish is 317. When a Yid leaves his house behind, and he goes into the sikkah, and he's sitting b'tzila demnisa, kolo ezrach b'yisrul, yeshvi b'sikkus. The mitzvah of sitting in the sikkah is mezol tzikimen. We should come to this level to be one more than yish. So now, to come back to our original question, How are we supposed to be besimcha when unfortunately we're going through such a difficult and trying and worrying period, and we're hearing Nebuch of all the karbunas? So many Yidden have been killed the last few days, weeks and months and over the last year. So we need to be machazik ourselves that we shouldn't fall into a matzav of yiyish chas v'shulam. And how do we do this? By going into the sikkah. Kol ha'ezrach yeshvi basikos. And when we are in the sikkah and we are just sitting under the schach, then we need to appreciate we are under the protection of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. V'habateich b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'veni. And when we do that, our avoida is an even greater level than the avoida of earlier generations, who they really felt it and they really saw it. Nowadays, however, we're not on that level. So if we are still machazik ourselves and we are besimcha, this is the gewaltige skiller that by observing sikkus as takas man simchoseini will be zoicha to be mazmen, to bestellen, to order simcha for the entire year. We should all be zoicha emitz Hashem si agit kvittel and agit yontif and agit yua and to be zoicha to v'hoyiso ach sameach, to be besimcha on yontif, and through that, to be zoicha to the brucha and the promise of the Torah, ki yivarecho le'usid v'tiyah le'oilam sameach. Amen. Ken yirutzayim.